Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain and the European Union are expected to announce a post-Brexit trade deal following months of talks. The deal, if it is confirmed, would come just days before Britain is set to leave the European Union single market at the end of the year, sparing the two sides from trade tariffs. Britain formally left the EU in January after five decades of membership, but has been in a transition period since then. Europe on Wednesday began easing travel bans on Britain put in place to contain a new strain of COVID-19 that British officials believe spreads faster. The discovery of the new strain set off alarm bells worldwide just as more countries, including Switzerland and Qatar, began vaccine campaigns to halt the pandemic that has claimed more than 1.7 million lives since it began a year ago in China. The European Commission has urged EU nations to reopen their borders to Britain and replace the blockades with mandatory tests for arrivals. Mexico will begin vaccinating healthcare workers today, Thursday, a day after Latin America's first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Mexico City. Mexico's foreign secretary said the arrival of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine marks the beginning of the end of that pandemic. Mexico is scheduled to receive 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Other Latin American countries are expecting vaccine shipments, or as Argentina did on Wednesday, approving vaccines for use in their countries. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Pfizer BioNTech says they will supply the United States with an additional 100 million doses of its coronavirus vaccine as the country struggles to contain surges in infections. The drug makers said they expect to complete the delivery by the end of July in a nearly $2 billion deal with the federal government. The U.S. continues to lead the world in COVID-19 deaths with more than 325,000 and more than 18 million coronavirus cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. Canada's health regulator authorized a second COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he will extend the suspension of flights from the United Kingdom because of the new variant there, calling the situation very serious. Health Canada said the vaccine from the U.S. biotech firm Moderna is safe for use in the country, and Moderna said it anticipates starting shipments to Canada within 48 hours. It follows the approval of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in Canada earlier this month. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest pardons include his former campaign chairman Paul Manafort, associate Roger Stone, and Charles Kushner, a real estate developer and the father of Trump's son-in-law. Trump had earlier commuted the criminal sentences of Stone, who was convicted of lying under oath. Trump issued the second wave of pardons in as many days after arriving at his resort in Palm Beach, Florida for the holiday. So far, President Trump has pardoned 26 individuals and commuted part or all of the sentences of an additional three people. President Trump also vetoed the annual defense bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. Trump has long voiced his pleasure with the bill, calling it very weak and saying he would veto it if it didn't repeal the Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from content liability not available to most media companies. Trump also wanted to strip out language that would rename some military facilities after Confederate leaders. Late Wednesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the lower house would vote on December 28th to override Trump's veto. And Ethiopian Human Rights says more than 100 people have been killed in the latest massacre along the ethnic lines in the western part of that country. For details on much more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.